Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We bring you greetings from your brothers and sisters in Sri Lanka. We have an international family, and we were able to experience God's love and grace when your pastor and Pastor Chrislo came to Sri Lanka. In fact, those days were very challenging days for us, because in those days Hindus were having a big festival. Thousands and thousands of people attended that. Not only the local people came from the UK, our Tamil people came from Canada, Switzerland, all over. Millions of people were there. But at that time, as Sister read, God prepared a table in front of our enemies. Because our pastors came from here, we arranged some open-air meetings. And when we approached the police told us, it's not advisable for you to have these meetings now. Because if there is any problem, then we will be forced to stop your meetings. We prayed about it, and the Spirit of the Lord gave us permission to go on with the meetings. And we saw the results of it. You know, the Hindus have 33.5 million gods. Can you just imagine? 33.5 million. But none of them died for their sins. Only Jesus not only died for our sins, but died for the whole world. So we should be proud about our Savior and Master Jesus Christ. How many of you are proud about your God? Yes. Amen. Those days we were able to challenge the people. Challenge the Hindus. We didn't offend them, but we challenged them. Our Jesus died, suffered and died for our sins and for your sins. But these 33.5 million gods, one of the gods couldn't die for your sins or our sins. So we have a great gospel in our hands. And definitely we are going to win. Even though the powers of darkness is descending all over the world, the Lord Jesus is going in front of us. He is with Kingsway Church. He is with Canaan Fellowship. He is with all his people. So I praise God for this matchless name of Jesus Christ. This morning, I was meditating upon the Word of God. Usually, before we go for a service, we ask the Lord to direct us, to give us the correct word. I have been ministering for the last 2 weeks in the UK, especially in England, and this week I am here. Wherever we went, I saw the hand of God moving, and the pastors, the congregation all came and told me, the Lord gave you the correct word for us. So I believe that the Lord will speak to you today. How many of you believe that? I told a pastor, if somebody can come in front. Okay, thank you. Thank you. I'm going to read. Shall we all turn to the book of Chronicles, 1 Chronicles. Chapter 11. 1 Chronicles chapter 11. From verse 1 to 7. Pastor is going to read it for us. Let us all carefully turn to this passage. It's a very important passage. I pray that God will speak to us through his word this morning. 1 Chronicles 11th chapter. From verse 1 to 7.
Then all Israel gathered together to David at Hebron and said, "Behold, we are your bone and flesh. In times past, even when Saul was king, it was you who led out and brought in Israel. And the Lord your God said to you, 'You shall be shepherd to my people Israel, and you shall be prince over my people Israel.' So all the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron, and David made a covenant with them at Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel according to the word of the Lord by Samuel. And David and all Israel went to Jerusalem, that is Jebus, where the Jebusites were, the inhabitants of the land. The inhabitants of Jebus said to David, 'You will not come in here.' Nevertheless, David took the stronghold at Zion, that is the city of David. David said, 'Whoever strikes the Jebusites first shall be chief and commander.' And Joab, the son of Zeruiah, went up first, so he became chief. And David lived in the stronghold, therefore it was called the city of David."
Thank you, Pastor. And David dwelt in the castle, therefore they called it the city of David. Here we read in this passage about David, who was anointed by Samuel long ago. The prophet Samuel prophesied that one day this young lad will take over the kingdom, and he will become the king of the whole of Israel. At that time, when the prophet told these words, the situation looked like it was a fake, it will never happen. But the Lord, in his time, proved his words, and Lord, in his time, fulfilled his word. Now, David has become the king of Israel. The most important thing, when David became the king of Israel, he did what the Lord guided him. Now, he, in his heart, desired that Jerusalem should be the capital and the throne of the Lord. So David and his men went towards the city of Jerusalem. But at that time, the city of Jerusalem was controlled, dominated by the tribe called Jebusites. These people were one of the Canaanites. When Joshua led the army of God and went into the land of Canaan, he destroyed all these nations and gave freedom to the children of God. The children of God went and inherited. As Sister Morak told, that a few were left because God had a purpose. Because God says in his word, my people should be able to trained. They should be trained to fight. Our generation should be able to fight the wars. In the book of Judges, we can read that. So, God who teaches us to fight, not with blood and flesh, but with the spirit. Now David goes, when he went there, Jebusites were challenging David. They told David in the fifth verse, we can read the last part, the middle part, "Thou shalt not come here. You can't enter into our territory." In the book of Samuel, 2 Samuel, 5th chapter, verse 6 says, the Jebusites told David, challenged David, "Even our blind and lame will stop you, prevent you from coming and entering into our territory." Even the blind and the lame will prevent you. That means even our blind people, even our lame people will fight and win over you. But David took that challenge. Hallelujah. Because David was a man of God. He knows that God was going in front of him. David was not a coward. Now, when we face situations like this, when we face Jebusites, what do? We run away. But David went forward. He took the challenge, and thank God, he conquered Jebusites, and he established a kingdom at Jerusalem. So the throne of David was established in the city called Jerusalem. Dear children of God, every day we are facing these Jebusites. Every day we are facing different kinds of problems, difficulties, trials, battles. But we must know the Son of David, Jesus Christ, is with us. Shall we give a great clap to our Lord Jesus Christ? We are not going to lose this war. We are going to win this war. Only one thing you have to be very careful. Take your Lord with you all the time. Don't go before him. Ask the Lord to go before him. And definitely, the Lord will fight your battle. This challenge was a great challenge. Impossible situation. They said, no, you can't come in. You are joking. You are joking. You have no power to enter our territory because our fortress and fort is very strong. Our strongholds are very strong. More than that, they believe their gods will protect them. So this was a... They were talking to David, telling David in a very sarcastic way, you think our God is a blind God? You think our God is a lame God? Our gods are not lame. In your sight, our gods are lame and blind. But these gods whom you say blind and lame will fight for us. That was their challenge. But David knows no power on earth can overcome his God. Do you believe that? So why are you keeping quiet? Say amen. Because as Christians, we are keeping quiet. The world is raising their voice. The churches have become dumb. Blind. But I believe the Kingsway Church will rise and proclaim that Jesus Christ is the only God. He is the only Savior to the whole world. Amen. 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 So David went, and his one of his chief commander, Joab, climbed the wall and overtook the city. I was this morning studying about these Jebusites, the origin of Jebusites. In the book of first book, Genesis, it's good for us to know. Genesis chapter 10. Anybody can read, please. But it must be clear and loud. Genesis chapter 10, verse 16. Genesis chapter 10, verse 16. If you delay, the sermon will also get delayed. And you'll have your lunch late. Okay, Pastor.
On the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, the Arkites, the Sinites.
Yes. Yeah. All these Jebusites and all these people, they were sons of Cana. And this Cana was the son, 925, please, Genesis 925.
He said, "Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be to his brothers."
So this Cana is the son of Noah, one of the sons of Noah. And he was cursed by Noah. You know the story. Because when he saw the nakedness of his father, he laughed and proclaimed to others. So the father cursed him. And I just want to know, I just want to tell you, this Jebusite, this particular person, came from a cursed generation. His grandfather was cursed. And that means the whole tribe was cursed. So what I am trying to explain is, we are confronting all the curses that are in this world. Now, Jesus Christ hung on the cross and removed our curse. Jesus, the Son of David, removed the curse and brought us out from this curse, and the Jebusites were defeated, and we are able to proclaim Jesus as our King. This Jebusites, their threat and their challenge didn't bother David at all. Because David had decided to choose Jerusalem as his inhabitant and also God's kingdom. The same way, the book of Ephesians. Now, in our church, we quote a lot of verses. And when we quote the verses, immediately, even our home children will start reading. Our home children, our Pastor Albert, who is our chief pastor, he has trained these children that all these children will memorize the verses. And these verses, sometimes I used to think how they are doing it. One day, a little boy got up and without seeing anything, he was able to repeat Psalm 119. Not 117. Don't make no mistake. 119. I myself thought it's a wonder how he memorized those verses. Without any mistake, he was able to tell in front of everybody Psalms 119. Because the Word of God is the only solution to this whole world. So Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, Paul says, God has chosen you. God has chosen you before the foundation of the world. Why? Because he has chosen us to dwell in our lives and to reign in our lives and to establish his kingdom in our lives. When God establishes his kingdom in our lives, there is peace, there is righteousness, there is joy in the Holy Spirit. Jebusites, when they reign, darkness reigns. Sickness reigns, curse reigns, fear reigns, problems reigns. But when Jesus reigns, peace reigns. Today I want you to examine yourself. Is Jesus, has Jesus established his kingdom in your personal life? Is Jesus reigning in your personal life? Then you need not worry about anything. David chose Jerusalem as his throne. The same way God, from the beginning of the world, had chosen us to be his kingdom and to rule and reign in us and through us. So let us be thankful to God that the Lord who chose, David chose Jerusalem as his kingdom. Son of David, Jesus Christ, had chosen us as his kingdom. So this Jebusites shows the impossible situations in our lives. What they were saying was, you cannot enter. The same way your financial problem, your family problem, your sickness, your relationships, everything may seem impossible to break through. But Son of David is there to break all this and give us victory. So we must be always praising God for this wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ. Satan's stronghold. That was Satan's stronghold. I want to tell you one thing as a prophetic word. This part of Belfast, Northern Ireland, now it might seem that it's controlled by the Jebusites, but God will one day establish his throne in this Northern Ireland. Jesus will be lifted up, and I believe God will use this church for his purpose. Amen. While our brothers and sisters were testifying, I was able to feel the presence of God. God was moving in this place. Yes, he's here. His presence is here. He's definitely going to do that. That is our vision about Sri Lanka. Now the Jebusites, the Hindus, majority of people in the north, among Tamil people, and the Buddhist, that is the main religion. Majority of the people are Buddhist in the south. The whole of Sri Lanka, Buddhists are the majority. And as I shared that day with the ladies, that Buddhism is fully controlling Sri Lanka. Even though there's a parliament, even though there's a president, even though there's a prime minister, even though there are members of parliament, the final approval has to go to the Mahasangha, that is to the Buddhist priest. And they have to sign. They have to approve any decision. It has to be approved. By then only it can be passed. So, in my opinion, presently, Jebusites are dominating our land. But we know the Son of David will conquer these Jebusites and make Sri Lanka a Christian country. God has again and again spoken to us that one day our land, our tiny land, Sri Lanka, will become a Christian country. And when we preach like this, even some of the Christians don't believe. Doesn't matter. When Prophet Samuel prophesied over the small lad David, who believed. But there was a king called Saul. He was a mighty king. People would have thought, this man is old, no? See, he must have lost his mind. But the Lord fulfilled his word in the due time. Same way, the prophets must be always vigilant. The prophetess here also must be vigilant. When you speak the word of God, people may laugh at you. People may say, how can it happen? Let's see that. Maybe after Jesus comes in his glory. But when God speaks, he will definitely fulfill what he had spoken. Again and again in my life, for the last 38 years, by God's grace, I am doing God's work. And again, I have seen in my life God fulfilling what he has told us, what he had promised us. He's not a God of liars. He's a living and true God. So we must accept what the Lord speaks to us. Maybe it might be difficult to understand. It might be difficult to analyze through our human mind. But one thing, the Lord who speaks will definitely fulfill. He is an unchanging God. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So, some people's life, Jebusites are controlling. Alcohol, drugs, immorality. Same sex, all these things, homosexuals. These things are binding people. Like the way Jebusites were controlling Jerusalem. Our young people, our children are being controlled by these Jebusites. But if you pray hard and allow the Son of David to go forward, if you allow the word of God to go forward, these people will be delivered from the bindings of Jebusites. And these children will become the inhabitants of God's glory. That's the faith we must have. Sometimes when we see this person is not going to change, you parents might think, brother, pastor, that's not going to happen. My son will never change. As Jesus is never changed, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. My son is also the same. He's not going to change. My daughter is not going to change. My parents are not going to change. My mommy is not going to change. But that's what the Jebusites said. Impossible, can't. Even the lame and the blind will stop you. But you'll say, I am following the Son of David. I am believing in the Son of David. He will deliver our children from the clutches of these Jebusites. So believe that. Say amen again. Hallelujah. Amen. Definitely God will do a miracle in your life. Your sickness may seem to be like a Jebusite. Doctors may say, inform your friends, you might go off very soon. Inform your relations at Sri Lanka. They have to come far, from far. Let them get ready. But Jesus will break that power of Jebusite, which is called the sickness, and he will heal you and make you a witness for his glory. Amen. So God is able to do the impossible in our lives. What man can't do, God will do. My mother used to say, when I was born, I born blue color, blue color. Now you are seeing a different color, but when I was born. She never thought that I will survive. But God saved me from the power of death so that I can serve him for his glory. One day, I was very sick. The doctor said, you have got rheumatic arthritis. So my father took me to the hospital. They treated me, but I was not fully delivered. Then one day my mother took me to an evangelical meeting. A pastor was preaching there. And the pastor said, at the end of the sermon, those who want prayers can come forward. So my mother took me. I was a little boy. And my mother told the pastor, he had got rheumatic arthritis. Please pray for him. He was an American preacher. He asked somebody to bring a chair. He asked me to sit in the chair. And he asked me to stretch my both legs and showed my mother one leg was shorter than the other. He prayed in the name of Jesus. And my mother is a witness for that. My short leg started growing to the same as the other leg. God is a God of miracles. It's difficult for you to understand sometimes, but Jesus is the same today. That's why when Bartimaeus called Jesus, the blind Bartimaeus, "Oh, son of David, have mercy upon me." The son of David touched and healed him, and he was able to see everything clearly. Once, woman of Canaanite, her daughter was affected by an evil spirit. She came and told the same thing, "Son of David, son of David, son of David, have mercy upon my daughter." At that time, Jesus admired her faith and healed the daughter, and she was fully free from the demonic oppression. Yes, when we call the son of David, he's there to break the power of Jebusites and give us freedom and joy. But unfortunate thing is, many of us don't believe the truth. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. As Christians, when we believe only, God can do a mighty work in our lives. Leave alone the other religions. You Christians first believe. You know, the devil is believing more than you. Bible says, James says. I used to tell in the sermons, when a man of God falls, when a church is scattered, you might think the devils are very happy about it. More than the devils, the co-workers, the other churches, other men of God are very happy. Kingsway Church is gone. Oh, hallelujah. More than the devil, they rejoice. So these Jebusites are very dangerous people, it's true. But if we have the son of David, nothing to worry. Fear, as sister said, the Lord was speaking to me this morning. Fear of death. Fear is controlling some of your lives. You are worried about your future. You are worried about your children. But one thing I tell you, Jesus, the son of David, is able to break that fear. That fear is challenging you. Like Jebusites challenged King David, it's challenging you. But you tell them, my Jesus had overcome you. Oh, death, where is your sting? Devil can never prevail you. But Jesus had given us the victory at the cross of Calvary. So this fear is a dangerous thing. It will torment you. It will kill your joy. It will kill your happiness. It will kill your peace. Always anxious. Don't know what's going to happen. My children went to school. I don't know what's going to happen. Will they return back safely, Pastor? Things are happening like that. Terrible things, not only in the UK, not only here, but everywhere. Even in Sri Lanka. 30 long years of civil war has finished. Pastor took me around yesterday and told me certain things, what really happened in this beautiful island, northern part of Ireland, and similarly in Sri Lanka also, things happened. Still, even though the war is over, there are scars in the hearts of people, wounds in the hearts of people, fear in the hearts of people, don't know what is going to happen next. Will there be again severe bombing and shelling? Will there be again massive slaughter at the final war? Final stages, 40,000 civilians were massacred because of the heavy bombing, aerial bombing, shelling, and all these things. But we still believe that God is going to be able to rebuild our people. Pastor and other pastor, Pastor Chris Lowe, they went and met some families. At least one person in their families would have been killed in the war or missed in the war. So people are not happy, don't know what will happen next. The political situation is very unstable. Don't know whether the war will again burst out. Parents are still worried. In that situation, we have a gospel, good news to tell them, don't worry, Jesus will care for you. And when you commit yourself to Jesus, he is able to protect you and your family. So we have a good gospel, this good news to be preached. We need not preach any other things. We have a very good gospel that will console our people. Even in your country, people are still not steady, worried about the future. Even the war is over, don't know what will happen next. But you can boldly tell the people, you need not worry, you need not fear. The son of David will look after you. So final word. You must be happy. The sermon is getting over. Finishing. One pastor used to say, one more verse. Then he will quote that verse. Again, he'll say, one more verse. And I'll finish. So one man, while he was telling like that, a young person who was in front of the pastor said, Pastor, we are already finished. I don't want you to say like that. But I want to challenge you that we have a very responsible work. We have to release these people from this stronghold. Human heart is the stronghold of the devil. Human heart is the stronghold of the Jebusites. But you present Jesus, the Son of David, and they will be delivered, and they will become the dwelling place for our Master and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I want to encourage you and say, let's all rise up and lift the name of Jesus, so the power of Jebusites will be broken in this part of the world, and people will be delivered and become the house of God, the dwelling place of Jesus Christ. May God bless you all.